The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, he should get married, B'sha'at Tova Muslachat, and Zechut Abdelimud, that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of Nachat, Shalom Bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Lamed. Today's Daf is being studied in Mishmat Abraham ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe ben Nun, Aruch Hashem, Tenechem ben Gad, Maslahat, Yaakov ben Yosef. We begin today's Daf Chavtet Amud Bet. We are studying Mativ. But it's right in the middle. Across the Rashi that starts off with the word Metameim. Cross it one line down. Our discussion over here is the Mahloket that we started on yesterday's Daf. Yeshnam the Shechita Metchila Ve'atzof, or En Shechita in the Besof. The laws of Shechita. What's considered Shechita? So what Shechita is, Shechita is from the beginning to the end. It's all one process called Shechita. Another rabbi said, no, Shechita is only the Besof. The Shechita begins the last moment when you get to Rov. We said enough Kamina yesterday. Enough Kamina between the two opinions is let's say you slaughtered Mi'ut Simanim Bahutz. You slaughtered the up to 50% of the Siman outside the Azara. The rest inside. So according to Binyan, it says Mitchila V'Atzof from beginning to end, it's no good because you slaughtered half of it outside. And that's the beginning of the Shechita. According to the opinion, it says no, the Shechita anyway doesn't start till the end, so it doesn't matter what you did till that point. As long as you got the end in, so therefore you're okay. That's the Gemara's Mahlok. Okumativ Rabbi Zeranu. This is the Mishnah Parah. Parah Adumah. Kol Asukin Beparah Mitchila V'Atzof. Anybody that involves themselves in any of the services of the Parah Adumah, what's in the beginning of the end, Metameim Begadim. Their Begadim become Temeim. Not only do they become Temeim, but the Begadim that they're wearing also become Temeim at the time that they're doing the Avodah. Uposlim Ota B'melacha Acheret. Which means, if let's say any of the people that are doing the Parah Adumah are doing something else simultaneously, they're doing two Melachot at the same time, so that renders the Parah Adumah Pesula. For example, they're sprinkling the Parah Adumah at the same time they're cutting a cucumber, they're cutting a piece of squash, like that she said, a dalat, gourd. So if you're doing two things at the same time, it is posel the avoda ira b'psul b'shchitata. Let's say a psul happened at the time of the shechita. What does it mean at the time of the shechita? Let's say the shechita became an nevela. Simple. They slaughtered it and it came out the wrong. So therefore, ben kodem pisula, whether that happened before the Parah Adumah became pisula, means ben lahar pisula, or whether after it became pisula. For example, let's say he continued slaughtering, so the shechita was bad. He continued slaughtering, and then another psul came as a result. Ena mitabah begadim. It's not mitabah begadim. It was only a valid Parah Adumah. But since already the Shechita was done the Vela, so even though it became Pasul later on, at later on, it's not going to be Tameh the Begadim. Look at Rashi until this point over here. So start Rashi, I'll read them. Ha'oskim b'para aduma, b'tchila v'atzufa, b'ahat avodotea, ben b'emsa, ben b'tchila b'besof, ותמיד הבגדים כדכתיב עץ ארץ ואזור שהתעורר ושליח לתוך שרפת הפרה וסמיך לב וקבל וכיבש בגדיו הכהן. אוקיי, סורת שיש פרי של הפסוקים הובי הם הוכתיב בשרפתם והשורף אותה ותניה בספרי. אם המשליך את האזוב בתמיד, which is the one that takes the אזוב, to sprinkle, he becomes תמה, השורף לא כל שכן, so the one that burns it also become תמה, לא כל שבת המודמה והשורף בה כתוב לימד על כל העוסקים פרה, מתחילה ועד סוף. The reason why I have to say שורף, not only שורף, anybody that's involved himself in the Parah Adumah, from beginning to end, you turn him. Once he finishes whatever he did, he has to go to purify himself. Let's say another melacha. At the time he was doing the service, he cut a gourd or something like that. At any stage, whether at the time of the Shechita was doing another melacha, or at the time of the Shechita was doing another melacha, it's posel paradoma. Okay, Shechita attack. He goes to the tapela. Let's say he did the Shechita of the paradoma, and it became pesula. He was nevelan. She says, "Ena mitame begadim she'en kan avoda." Once it's a nevela, it's not called a paradoma anymore. So there's no nevela, there's no service of paradoma. V'masaf afara. Let's say he continued doing it. He stored it, became a nevela. He burnt it. He collected the ashes. All that doesn't matter. Or serifa velo nagaba, or afilo nagaba b'shutek li'ayet shalot tamatom mishum nevela, which is assuming that he didn't touch the paradoma. Because the paradoma is a nevela. If he touched the paradoma, it's tamei because of nevela. Nevela exudes tuma. So the shita has to say, let's say you didn't touch the paradoma, or you used a wooden vessel that would not bring tumah. There's no paraduma. That's the first case. That's easy. The Mishnah continues. One finger on the Shem, one finger on the Mishnah. But let's say the psul came not at the time of the Shechita. The Shechita was good, and it didn't become a nevela. But at the time of the sprinkling, at the time of the hazaah that he was sprinkling the paraduma, the law is that they sprinkle the para seven times towards the Beit HaMikdash. But before you sprinkle them on the person, you have to sprinkle from the blood of the Paradama seven times towards the Beit HaMikdash. Shashish ba'azat ba'azat dama shaya mazeh emena zayin pa'am keneged petach shel echal. They would sprinkle seven times from the blood towards the petach of the echal. So now it says like this. Kodem pesula, before it became pasul, metame'a begadim. לאחד פסולה אינה מטמאה בגדים. זו נשי. קודם פסולה מטמאה בגדים. אתה מתעסק בפרעו. וכיוון נעשית שחידתה בהקשר. Correct. Which means... Later on, he did something else. They made a pesula. Okay. He cut a gourd with it.
He had a legitimate
paraduma. So therefore, it'll be metamah. So that's the deed. Kodem pesula, which means before the psul came, which means the time of Shaita was good. Kabbalat Adam was good. All that was good, and then it became pasul later on. So of course, me mitameh the begadim, because bottom line, it's a paraduma. It was slaughtered by kashrut. So the verse of paraduma. Good. Lahar pesula. But anybody that gets involved with it after it became pasul, of course, not going to be mitameh begadim. Okay, fine. That's the nishnam. Shnas alpatwak. If you're going to say that Yishna l'shechita mitchila ve'atzov, the bottom line, shechita is from the beginning until the end, and all that is called ma'aseh shechita. So then, leflog nameh b'shechita. So the Tana should have discussed a psul that happened during the shechita itself, which is, if the Mishnah's language was irabah psul b'shechitata. If let's say it was slaughtered was a nevela, then anything he does after that is not going to make him tamer, because bottom line it lost its status of paraduma. Why didn't it make a chiluk in the shechita itself? What do you mean make a chiluk? The Gemara says leflog nami b'shechita, iraba pesul b'shechita, kodem pesula, which means if let's say the psul happened in the beginning of the shechita, because the shechita is considered the beginning to the end. So if something happened in the beginning of the Shechita, metame'am begadim. Because since the beginning of the Shechita is called the Shechita, so bottom line, you did a service, you started a service. Once you put the knife to the neck of the animal, so you started a service. And therefore, if it became pasul subsequently, so since you started with the paraduma, it will make you tame begadim. However, la'achar pesula, which means, if let's say it happened after, let's say, after the psul came after the Shechita, because once becomes pasul, there's no asiyat para. Rashi says, no, Rashi doesn't say. So again, what's the question of the Gemara? The question of the Gemara basically is, if you tell me that the Shechita is from the beginning to the end, so therefore you could have made a chiluk in the Shechita itself. The Shechita of the Paraduma itself. that what? Does the shechita metame the person or not? And say like this. If let's say the animal became pasul for however reason, after you started making the shechita. So you started making the shechita, so once you started making the shechita, so if you started kodim psula, so that it'll be metame begadim. Because once you put the knife to the neck, even though you didn't finish the shechita, if you say yeshna mishechita, mitchila ba'atsof, that's considered already an avodah in the paradu. You did something in paradu well. Therefore, it should be posel. The har pasula, which means, let's say you slaughtered it, okay, and then it became pasul afterwards, you did something after the shechita, so you could have made a chiluk in the shechita itself. You didn't have to make a chiluk in the later avodot. You could have made a chiluk between the beginning of the shechita to the end of the shechita. So from the fact that you didn't do that, as mashpat the shechita is only at the end. That whatever you did at the beginning of the shechita doesn't mean anything. So Amar Rava comes along and says, "Kalkela shechita kamart." What do you mean? You're talking about a case where the shechita, let's say, came out bad. Shani hatam deiglay miltal lemafreya delav shechita hi klal. Says when the shechita comes out bad, it comes out retroactively. If the shechita was never good, retroactive, which means if let's say, well, let's read that in Nashif. He has it. Delav shechita hi klal. Shani sofa ochiyah. Which means, if at the end the shechita is no good, so then retroactively we see that the para was never going to be good. So then, it's not going to be metame begadim. Aval hecha denigmera shechita mamash, but when you finished the shechita and the shechita was good, emalach dekula kiruya shechita mitchila ba'atzof. Right, which means when the shechita was told was good, and then the psul took place later on. It's okay. The shechita was paradva was good, but if in the middle of the shechita something happened, so that's not called the shechita. To be keeping me the ayah that you couldn't give me this case that the psul happened in the beginning of the shechita or the end of the shechita. Even if it happened at the end of the shechita, so we're not going to make him tame in the beginning because since at the end it was no good, so therefore it's worked from the beginning it's no good. So therefore you have no ra'ya. Amar Rava, but if you want to ask a question like this, ikasha. If you want to ask a question for paradva. If you tell me that the shaita is only at the end, if you say shaita is only at the end, the flog bechshera de para, the tana could have made a chiluk where the para was kasher kegon the shachtua betreg, which we gave a case where the paradama became pasul, did something to make it pasul. You don't have to say paradama became pasul. Keep the case where the para aduma is still kasher kegon. Let's say two people slaughtered the paraduma. One guy started the shechita, and another guy came in and finished. Now the gavra kamar lo metame, the gavra batam metameah. So we'll make a thing that the first guy that slaughters. So what's the law? The law is anybody that does any service in the paraduma, he becomes tameh. So therefore, we'll say like this: the first guy that slaughters the that starts the shechita. So he's going to become tameh. The gavra kama lo metameah. Because bottom line, if you say shechita mitchila ba'atzof, he started the shechita. So therefore, he started the shechita. So far, everything is okay. He didn't do a maaseh. Again, I repeat again. If you're going to say that shechita's only at the end, we're going to put that only at the end. So the first guy, he didn't do anything in paradoma yet. You only become tameh if you do a service in the para. If you tell me in shechita in the basov, so only the second guy that finished the shechita, he'll become tameh begadim. Which means, why did you have to say that a psul happened? Don't say anything. Just say two guys slaughtered the paraduma. If you say that shechita is at the end, the first guy, since he's doing nothing because it's not a shechita, so you're not working in the paraduma, the first guy's garments are not going to become tameh. The second guy, whoever that finishes it, he will become tameh because that's considered a service. Why didn't you give such a case? You didn't have to give a case where the para became pasul. Give a case where everything came out okay. And the nafkamina that. That only the second guy. Why don't you give that case? I'm Rav Yosef. Today, Rebbe Hadzav Hakamar. What are you talking about? Two guys slaughtering one animal. Bar minedahu. Leave that case. He's not going to discuss that case. Why? The Tanir, the brightness we learned on yesterday's daf. The pasuk says by Korban Shilamim says Tizbach. Shelo yushnaim shohatim zevachachad. So first we learn over here. Shelo yushnaim shohatim. they shouldn't have two people slaughtering one animal. Tizbahu, then we have another pasuk. Tizbahu, sheloye echad shochet shnei zevachim. Then we learned the opposite. One guy should not slaughter two. They put two animals next to each other and go across. Avamar of Kana. How do you learn from the word tizbahu? Read it tizbahehu. We read it tizbahu, but you can read tizbahehu the way it's spelled in the Torah, which means singular. Ketiv. And therefore, we're not going to bring a case over there, because you're not allowed to do that. Which is, the Brayta is not going to give a case where two guys slaughtered the Parah Adumah, because we have a Beferush Pasuk, the Torah teaches us that you're not supposed to, so the Mishnah is not going to discuss a case that Torah says you can't do. Okay. So you can't ask one to say that case. So Amar Abaye, Lavet Mar Ala, Amar Bar Hana, Amar Bihana, Zud Rabbi Azab Rabbi Shimon. Right. That opinion that says you can't have two people slaughtering an animal is one singular opinion. But the rabbis argued on him. And the rabbi said two people are able to slaughter together. Oh, so if that's the case, back to the question. How come you didn't give me a case like that? And tell me, the first guy won't become Tamir, and the second guy will become Tamir. Oh, for the fact that you didn't give me that case, must be that the Shaita only is... They have to say Shemesh from the beginning to the end. They would have done enough because both of them will become Teme'im. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Elazar ben Bishvon Ame." And not only that, but even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Bishvon, "Leflog kegon deshachat had gavra b'shnei sudarim." He said, "I'll give you another case. I'll give you according to Rabbi Elazar, one guy slaughtered because only according to Rabbi Elazar, only one guy can slaughter. But let's say he was wearing two hats, which means he slaughtered the para." In the beginning of the Shechita, he was wearing a hat, and then he changed hats. As he was slaughtering, he put on a different hat. So now it says, the Sudar Kama lo metame. The first Sudar that he was wearing is not going to become Tameh, the Sudar Batame Tameh. Which is, even according to Be'azad, you can only have one Shechet, you can give me enough Kamina. You can give me a case where the guy had a hat on, so you tell me, the beginning of the Shechita, you tell me, is nothing. Right? Because quite that opinion was, well, it's like in Shaita Basof. So the first hat that he's wearing is not going to be Tameh, and then he put on another hat at the end of the Shaita. So the second hat, which is, why did you have to give me a case where the Parah became Pasul? You can give me a case where the Parah is still Kasheh, nothing happened to the Parah itself, but there'll still be enough Kamina that. And therefore, we're bringing a proof or a question according to the opinion that says Shaita is at the end. The Brayta could have brought this stuff coming in. If you say Shaita's in the beginning, it doesn't matter. You can't bring this case. Because if the Shaita's in the beginning, the Sudan is going to become Tameh from the beginning.
But why? When he had this hat on, when he took it off, he didn't have a parad, a
kashya. Doesn't matter. If you say Shaita's in the beginning,
But at the point, same way at the end, he had nothing. The same way it became Tameh in the middle. He had nothing. The end result was he had nothing when he had that hat on.
But bottom line, it's from the beginning. When he's making Shaita...
Right.
It is a Shaita. If you say Shaita from beginning to end,
it's not finished. Shaita's
but Shaita's mitchila v'atzof. So you're doing a service in the Parah Adumah. Bottom line, as long as I'm doing a service in the Parah Adumah, you said the garments become tameh. So you couldn't bring that nafka mina according to that opinion because from beginning to end, so everything's going to become tameh. The first hat is going to become tameh. But according to the opinion that says lebesof, so lebesof until you get lebesof, the first hat will not become, and the second will. So why don't you bring that nafka mina? Look at Nashi. She says, before you get to the Ela, read the top Rashi here. Zevach echad. Ve'rabanan leflok, ve'od rebi'azah gufe leflok, ke'vgon sheshchata had gabra, ve'tre sudre, she'be'emsa shechita, in the middle of the shechita, ba havero ve'natan sudaro menosho. Okay, I was bothered about it also. Because if he did it, he did a melakha. You're not allowed to do a melakha at the time of the shechita. Somebody else came and took the sudar off, it fell over, somebody else put something else back on it. Ve'ofa'afum estor achet. Which means must be from the fact that he gives that chidush. Must be both sudarim are tameh because yesh nata el mitchilat v'atzov. Ela the Gemara says like this: b'fsula de para kamaydi, b'chshera lo kamaydi. So he says like this: Ela Rashi lo mitaretz kerav Yosef. Ela hachi taritz de tana b'para pesula etzarich lelefugeu l'shmein d'afagav d'nefsela miu kodem pesula tulat para aleha v'askima netmu b'kshera lo hashore im yeshter shita b'tchal v'atzov im ena ela ena b'zor. Which means Rabbi Yosef wants to say the Mishnah not discussing when the para is kasher. That wasn't the topic of that. Don't ask me. Oh, it could have gave me a case. He wants to give me a case where the para became pasul, and it's discussing Before the psul, metame begadim. After the psul, not metame begadim. Don't bring me a question. Oh, why don't you give me a case where the parah is still kasher and you can have enough kamina? That wasn't the topic of the Mishnah. So you can't ask me why you bring a case of kashrut and then make a question from it. Rabbi Yosef says that wasn't the topic of that Mishnah. The topic of that Mishnah was when the parah became pasul. So if we have no ra'ayat to the discussion of yechla or the psul. Okay, now we go to another question. Mativ Rav Idi Bar Abi. Halakha, let's discuss halakha. This is a Korban Pesach subject. Korban Pesach is slaughtered on the 14th of Nisan. Okay, that's Bismano, Bimu'ado. Let's say you slaughtered the Korban Pesach. You had a Korban Pesach, and you lost it. So you slaughtered another one in its stead. Then you found the original one, and you slaughtered the one that you found, the original one that you found, you slaughtered it on the Mu'ed. Now, why would you slaughter it? You brought the Korban Pesach already. You slaughtered it on the Mu'ed L'shem Pesach, for the Kavanah of another Pesach. So the Gemara is going to say that that's Pasul. When you slaughter a Korban Pesach out of its time, so therefore it's a Korban that is Pasul. Matif, Rab, Aydi, Bar Abinu, Bar Mu'ed. Let's say, Hala Mu'ed. After the time of Pesach, past the 14th of Nisan, Lishmo, if you slaughter that animal, L'shem Pesach, Patur. You Patur from Malkut. Because since you slaughtered it L'shem Pesach outside of the time, it's a pasul. It's pasul, and therefore you're not over it. There's a pasul that says lo tishhat al hametz dam zifhi, which teaches me restrictions. Number one, you cannot slaughter the Korban Pesach when you still have hametz in your possession. That teaches me also restrictions that you cannot slaughter the Korban Pesach past its time. But since it's pasul, it's not like bringing a Korban Pesach. Because when you slaughter a Korban Pesach past its time, it's Korban Pasul. So if you're not over on the lav. However, Shalom Lishmo, but let's say you slaughtered it for the sake of Shalamim. You slaughtered that item that you found, the original Korban, on Pesach itself, you slaughtered the Korban Pesach, technically, because that is earmarked for Pesach, Lishem Shalamim. Now, the deen is going to be Hayav. Why? Because it's Kasher. So you bring Pesach, Lishem Shalamim, that is Kasher, technically. The Korban is kasher. Then we're going to be aved of bringing a Pesach chutz l'zmano, because it was originally earmarked as a Pesach. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Uba mu'ed l'shmo patur b'shohet a Pesach al hametz ka b'perkta min shad u'malbin natan l'shar zivachim sheshakatam b'Pesach al hametz sheloke alehin." Now, is this talking about we had hametz in his possession? B'shulot l'shad al hametz. Look at that sheet. He lost his Korban on the 14th. He's an original one. He bought another one on Erev Pesach. Fine. And you found the original one on Chola Mu'ed. Must be al hametz in his possession. So the Torah says, don't slaughter a Korban Pesach when you have hametz in your possession. So he had hametz in his possession, the guy, and he went and he slaughtered it for the sake of a Pesach. So slaughtering for the sake of a Pesach is going to be patur, because the Korban is pasul. But if you slaughtered it for a shelamim kavana, since it's kasher, the Korban you're going to be over. Patur, that's zibach pasul. The lo hazi shalom bezman l'shmo. Shalom l'shmo, the shatol l'shem shelamim, but for the sake of shelamim, hayav. The Pesach le'achar zmano karev shelamim. That's the general rule, by the way. Let's say all year long. Forget about Pesach. All year long. If this case would happen, what do you do with this Korban that you found, the original one? You bring it l'shem shelamim. So therefore, if on Pesach you had hametz in your possession and you brought it l'shem shelamim, so since the Korban is gashin, you're going to be over that isur. Lo tishchat al hametz dam zivchi. V'zeh shenishchat l'shelamim zivach kasheru. Okay, now we get to the question. B'diktani shelo l'shmo hayav. Okay, from the fact that you told me shelo l'shmo. It's hayav, meaning you didn't do it for Pesach, you did it for shlamim gibi hayav. Michlal, dereshah dektani lishmo patur, hainu deshchateh stama. Right, which means, from the fact that the end of Braita says, shelo lishmo is pasu, shelo lishmo, you're over. So the reshah that said lishmo, must mean you just did it stam. Because in the sefer you did it with a positive kavana. Positive kavana for shlamim, you have a problem. But if you just did it stam, meaning you don't have any kavana, so default is going to be a Pesach. The stama kari lishmo. Stam is going to be called lishmo. The e lishmo dafka ka'amar has stama chayav kashya sefa. Which means, if you're going to tell me that stama is hayav, so in the sefer, why did you have to tell me a kavana shelo lishmo? Just tell me stama. And the fact the sefer said you have to have a kavana shelo lishmo, that means in the reshat that we send you patur must be talking about where you just had a stam kavana. I mean, the default in this situation is for Pesach. But if you have a positive kavanah, I mean shalom lishmor, I'm doing it bedavka lishlamim, then already it's going to be a problem. Okay, so that's what Yamura says. Now we're going to analyze.
Why is that the
Well, I guess because originally it was earmarked to Pesach. Since it was originally earmarked to Pesach, no.
I could argue, though, once the time passes, it's automatically.
That's what Yamura is going to go through this now. Because Vavina and Ba'am, Tamad, shalom lishmor. Make a diuk. Only in the same fact, because you did it shalom lishmo, you did it for the sake of a shalamim. That's why it's viable. Therefore, you're going to be hayah, because you brought a korban on the Pesach when you had hamash in your possession. Hastama. Oh, but if you just did it stam, so you're going to be patur. V'amai patur. Why patur? Pesach b'shari yimot hashana shalamim. So I understand. Automatically, the default is that Pesach that you bring during the rest of the year, automatically, mistama is a shalamim. So therefore, the chavra also over here, even stam should be a problem. But it says, "Shema mina Pesach b'shari mot hashana la'yakira." So from here you learn that it's not enough to bring it stam. You need to okay it during the year. Which means when you bring a korban Pesach during the year, from here we're going to learn that it's not enough stam to bring a Pesach stam. You have to be okay. You have to say, "I'm uprooting the kavana of what it was as a Pesach." And I bring it as a shilamim. The fact that you see over here from the diuk that stamba's not enough, that stamba's going to still be considered a Pesach. So therefore, what do you do during the year? That if you brought a Pesach during the year, it's not enough just to say, I bring it out of Mizrach, it's automatically shilamim. It's not default to shilamim until you, okay. So Gemara continues. Nizreka mepi habura. The Hidush came out of the group. Habura is the yeshiva. The Amru. And they came along and said, no, that's not the pshat. All year long, when you bring the Korban Pesach, it's automatic, it turns into a shilamim. Once Pesach finishes, automatically, it's not a Pesach anymore, it's a shilamim. Oh, but this case that we said, that you need a akira, is different. Why? Hakama askina. He gives a beautiful case. Shayu ba'alim teme'e metim. Oh, the case was talking about that the owners of this Korban Pesach, they became Temeim. They designated a Korban. Okay, so the Korban, this is Lashem Pesach. What happened? They became Temeim the 14th. They couldn't bring this Korban. They didn't heed the Pesach Sheni. So now this Korban is still standing for Pesach, because you can bring it on Pesach Sheni. Oh, this Tamal Lishmokai. So it's still Stam for Pesach, because the guy's intention is to bring it for Pesach Sheni. Oh, the Hayu Debae Akira. This is going to need Akira, such a type of Korban. Meaning, normally speaking, when a guy, Pesach finishes, let's say, Pesach finishes, and he found the original Korban, you're done already. You brought your Korban Pesach already. So, what else is this going to be? It's going to be a Shlamim. You don't need Akira, it's automatic. During the year, Shlamim, and therefore it counts as a Korban. This case over here was, he designated this as Korban Pesach. All of a sudden, it became Tameh. It's still a Korban Pesach. It's still called Pesach Korban when you're going to intend to bring this on Pesach Sheni. Therefore, if you bring it Stam, it's not going to be a Shlamim. Stam is going to be a Pesach until you're uprooted. Because this case, it still has a viability towards the Korban Pesach. Now, we didn't get to our question. We're setting up the facts first. We're building up facts in order to now ask a question over there. Now, the Gemara says, "I amar bishlama, yishna b'shaita mitira v'atzof." If you want to tell me that the shaita is from the beginning to the end, ifsal le mitchilat shechita, which means if you tell me the beginning of shechita is called the shechita, which means from the beginning that you did the shechita for the sake of Korban Pesach, so already it's going to become pasul. Let's get set up over here. Which means the Bnei Chabura told me that Bederech Klal, once Pesach finishes, a regular Korban Pesach turns into a Shilamim. And if even Stam, when you bring it, it's automatically a Shilamim, it's going to be it's Kashin. In this case over here, it was Ra'ui to bring as a Korban Pesach. So since it was Ra'ui to bring as a Korban Pesach, so therefore when you do it Mistam, Stam is going to be Korban Pesach, and if you're not going to be Ovid. Oh, so the rabbi asked a question like this. that all time is considered shechita. Efsidle mitchilat shechita. Nefsalu miyad b'tchilat shechita. Shemekivat she after tchilat kedush shechita, harekivat uta she nasta b'se shechita l'shem korban Pesach b'zman she'enu la'ui lekach.
Oh, which means you're slaughtering from beginning to end. So you slaughtered from beginning to end. So then this is considered that you're slaughtering a korban it's korban Pesach. Shelo bezman, and therefore what? Let's get the question good.
Mekevan she says it omed right. Since the se is standing for korban Pesach sheni, taunu akira. You have to be oker to make it a shilamin. Good. B'shchita b'stam is shchita for Pesach. Good. Im sovrim yeshta shchita mitran v'atzov. Shegam b'tchilat chituk asemanim kriyat shchita. Azay afi day ba lefsol korban im yesh ba sibat psul. Okom b'nyanenu shemiyad meshuhal b'shchita tase. Nefsalu legamre, mishum shchita kama pesach, shelo bezman ra'ui.
Which means, the second that you're slaughtered, you should be over. You should be over. Why? Because bottom line, shchita is beginning to end. So you started shchita of this pesach. Let's see the other side. We'll see from the other side, I think.
Elai amat enan shchita lebesof.
Oh, here's the point. But if you say shchita is not to the end, this is the point. You say she's not at the end. Kevan the shachat bapurta. You stored at the beginning, right? What you stored at the beginning, it's not for a Pesach anymore.
Idhile me Pesach. It cannot give you a Pesach.
Why? Because only now it could only turn into a korban shalamim. Why only a korban shalamim?
Alpha pish b'atam herek ayas shem Pesach. Nimsa shetranat shaitan shem Pesach shelo bezmano. Lo nifsa zem bekan kvishita tosu ena shaitan lebasof. Kvishita zu en kol nifsu ena gemara shaitan. Lo tchilata. It says, "Ela iyamai enshin al basof." You say it's only at the end. The whole psula hel mahmat shchita ena halim zol gemara shchita. Madu nishatasim b'stam. The same can be said about korban pesach. Shlo bezman ra'ui. Why? Keman v'shachat bepurta. Since you stored a little of it, miyad v'shachat muksat. It hele me pesach. Why is it pushed away from pesach? It hele me do pesach. Shad eshuv enu ra'ui leashoto v'laklimo bepesach shenia.
Right, can bring it from Pesach.
Which means, once you started the Simanim now. Now, already at that point, you cannot bring it to Pesach Sheni anymore. Once you can bring it to Pesach Sheni, so now, automatically, it turned to Shelamim. I don't have to be Oker anymore. Because now,
there we have to be Oker also, Pesach Sheni. So Stam is a problem.
I understand why Stam is a problem, if you say Shadda from beginning to the end. So beginning to the end...
You're going to be Oker right there.
Right. You didn't finish it. Right, so you're going to be over the second you made the shechita. The second you made it, you're over. Even though it's not a oif pesach sheni anymore, you over the second you put the knife to the neck. Oh, knife to the neck. So you did it stam for pesach. You don't need akira. It's stam is for pesach sheni. You put the knife to the neck, you're hayav. I'm sorry, you're not hayav. It's for pesach, you're not going to be hayav malkut because you bought a pesach shelo bezmano. It's not a viable kurban. But if you say it's not to the end, so therefore, the second you put the knife to the neck, can I bring this on pesach sheni? No, good. So then automatically, it's not korban pesach sheni. So therefore, if you say it's the end, if I say it's the beginning, I'll be, it's not, if I say it's in the beginning, it'll be a pesach. Odd time, if I say it's in the beginning, it's very getting out. This korban over here is standing for pesach sheni. Okay, let's go. This shechita from beginning to the end. Okay? So the second I put the knife over, this is a shechita. It's a stam. That's it. I'm patul. Because once I put the knife to the neck, I did a shaitan l'shem. Not l'shem. I did a shaitan stam. Stam, we say, is because it was all meant for Pesach. I don't care what happens after that. Bottom line, you did a ma'aseh shechita. That was stam. And then you're not going to be chayav. Oh, but my shenker, if you say shaitan's lebesof. So then when I put the knife to the neck over here, well, first of all, the second put the knife out, it's not a shaitan yet. But I cannot bring a Pesach sheni at this point. Because bottom line, it's half dead. Oh, so then by the time I get to the end, now it's for Shilamim. Oh, now it's for Shilamim, you should be over. Why are you telling me you're not over in the case over here? If you hold that Shilitaz Lebesov, the second you did the Shilat, at this point, it's not Omid, the Shem Pesach Sheni. And therefore, automatically, it should be like it was uprooted. And therefore, it should turn into like a Pesach. Which is going to be chayav. You read inside. Even the shad bapur, then once you slaughtered a little of it, it hele me pesach. Obviously, it's pushed away from becoming a pesach. Ita kikashahit. The rest of the animal that you're going to be slaughtering it, Shlamim kashahid. It's like a sort of a shlamim. The vishim bihayav. So that's the Gemara's question. That says Amar Abaye. Nihi did hile mepesach. Mede mepesach mi itchi. Gemara says hadushim over. So you're right. When you put the knife to it, it's already, you can't bring it for Korban Pesach Sheni. But I still, at that point, it's not worse than an animal that's for Korban Pesach that had a blemish, that I can redeem it and take the money and buy another Korban Pesach. So that even after you put the knife to the neck, it's still not weak for a pinyon. Let's say I have a regular Korban Pesach, I got a blemish. What do I do to it? Be put there, take the money and buy another Korban Pesach. So even at this point, it's still not weak for Pesach. Our logic was, once you slaughter it, you can't bring it up as a Sheni. There's no viability for Pesach. What am I turning to a Shilamim? Not so. Put it. You can actually put it. Normally, how do you put that animal? You bring it to the Beddin. They analyze how much it's worth. This animal is half dead. How are you going to bring it to the Beddin? Ibrah says, why not? The animal is still shaking. Considered alive. So therefore it does. Even though you put the knife to the neck and you start slaughtering a little, it's still going to be okay. I'm out of yogurt. So that's it. That's Gemara ends on this point. And therefore Gemara concludes and says, from the fact that you didn't tell me that. So therefore you have an ayat, the shaita must be from the beginning to the end. Otpa, must bring the proof outside. I'll tell you why shaita must be beginning to the end. You told me a rule. You told me in this case over here, since it was designated for Korban Pesach, and it's not with the Pesach Sheni, this is for Korban over here. So mistama, without even any kavanot, mistama, when you're going to be shoherim, we say mistama, it's for Pesach. And the only way you can take it out, but you have to make a akira. You have to do something to uproot it. Even though all year long you don't have to uproot it. All year long, Pesach turns into a shalemim automatically. But shaken on here, it's destined to bring us a Korban Pesach. So it was right. The whole logic is because it's destined for a Korban Pesach. Get away that destined to Korban Pesach, so automatically it turns into a Shilamim. You say Shaita is the beginning to end, so I understand. Shaita is beginning to end, so therefore the second you put the knife to it, you're going to be Hayav. Because it was all made for Pesach Sheni, so you're going to be Hayav. It's going to be a Pesach, it's going to be Patur. Because when you bring a Pesach, the Shem Pesach during the holiday with Hamed, you're not over it. Okay, so Shlomo is my note. So it's a Pasuk Korban. But if you say the Shaita is at the end, so I put the knife to the neck over there. Once I put the knife, like, no more Pesach Sheni. Once you get away the Pesach Sheni factor, so they have the Shilamim factor. So it's should be Hayab. So the Gemara comes along and says, no, it's still Omed for Pesach Sheni even after you put the knife. How can it be Omed Pesach Sheni after you put the knife to it? Because I can still make Pidyon. What do you mean make Pidyon? It's already half dying. Doesn't matter. So long as it's still shaking around, it's still considered up. You have no proof. No proof. I said, yeah, you have no proof. You have no proof. I'm out of Yuda. Want to bring the picture book to see there might be pictures on
it. Why
did he put the shoe? No, it was Tameh. Okay, so he was Tameh.
No, I was
going to
say, you have an animal.
He says it's Tameh. Tameh, he's Tameh. I'm out of Yuda, I'm out. Okay, what did you do? New story. You slaughtered in two or three places. Right as she's learning, it started here on the siman, then you went a little higher, a little higher. Like you zigzag, but look at that she. Look at the she. Oh, at the bottom already. Three lines on the bottom. Mishnayim u'shosha mikobot. Shehatach kan, v'azav v'etchil l'shot lemata o lemala. So you didn't finish it in one spot. Now the question is, how did you get it all over here? You started here, and then you went up. Then you started again, and then you went up again, and then you started again. So where's the rov? Where's the rov of the? So all the mefarshim discuss this in Rashi over here. So I saw some of the mefarshim say like this: Sheshachat, kolomar kol ha'tachim em beotam ruach shel siman, sheze karov yotel tzad arosh. One is closer to the rosh, then you went down, or up or down, doesn't matter what direction. וזה קרוב יותר לצד הגוף. ודחלק כל ישנים בביאור כוונת נשי. יש מפרש שכוונת דווקא לאופן שיש באחד החתכים שהוא לא סימן. In one of them you did rof. So really, it was kasher from that one cut. So what's the shayla then? What do I care what you did after? If you did one with rof, what do I care that the knife moved up after that? שאז החתק ההוא היא השחיטה המתירה וחידוש הרב הוא שאף הפי שבגלל החתק הנוסף אין החתק השיטה נפטר
בטבעה.
Right, it's not going to open up the guess when you don't finish it in the same spot, it doesn't reveal the Beta Shechita. It doesn't reveal the Simanim. Doesn't matter. So you did the Rov over here, and then the night moved up, and you stored it in two other places. Yeah. So even though it doesn't reveal the Beta Shechita by doing it that way, that Chadush is still going to be Kasher. Okay. It doesn't open up like it normally would have done. It's okay. Anyway, when they told Sarakat for Neshemuel, Amar li, ba'inat shechita mefura'at veleka. He says, no good. You need mefura'at. Mefura'at means it has to be open. And when you do it in this way, the cut where the incision of the rov is not going to be totally revealed or opened like it is supposed to be. When you make the shaita, the siman's got to be totally opened. Meaning revealed, which means they consider the shaita like a chetz. Chetz is an arrow. That just like the arrow cuts one haitech and not two places, so to the shechita has to be like an, I guess when somebody shoots with an arrow, just cuts the guy in one spot, doesn't zigzag. Simply over here, has to be in one place. Nativ Rabbi Elazar, shnayim u'hazim b'sakim b'shohatim. It says two people are able to carry, hold on to the knife, and make shechita. Afilu echad melemala v'echad melemata, shechitato kishera. Even though one is above and one is below, which sounds like two guys are holding a knife, and one guy slaughtering closer to the head, and one guy slaughtering closer to the body, and they're slaughtering simultaneously, and we're saying it's Kishira. Amai, halakha shechita mefura'at. That's zigzag again. I mean, that's zigzag. It's two different places. I thought you just told me that you got to slaughter in the same spot. How could the Baraita say?
Two guys, two knives,
it sounds like. It sounds like it's like this. One is next to the head, one is next to the body. The Gemara says, Amar l'Yirmiyah, mishnatinu b'sakin echad, u'shnei b'nei adam. The Gemara says, like you. No, when it says, it's two guys with one knife. Therefore, it's in the same spot. And the Hadush of Mishnah, it's okay. Amar l'Yirmiyah, okay, what are you talking about? That's the case. Aynu detani ala, it says, en hosheshim shema yitarfu ze al ze. And the Hadush is, we don't suspect that it's going to become a terefa. Says, if you say it's two people with two knives, Shapir, I understand why you had to tell me that we don't suspect it's going to be a terefah, which means I'm worried that each guy is going to rely on the other guy, and therefore, nobody's going to do rov because he's going to rely on the next guy. Therefore, the hadush is, no, you don't have to suspect this to become a terefah, because if you don't slaughter rov, if it's a terefah, you made a hole in the kind of division. So if you tell me it's two guys, I understand the lashon of the Gemara, we don't suspect it's going to be a terefa. Kamash malan, okay. En hosheshin. Ela iyama b'sakin ahad shnemer. If you tell me it's one knife, hay en hoshim shema yitrfu ze'aze. The issue with that is to become a terefa. Shema yidrisu ze'aze mebe'ele. It should say, they might push. That's just because when you're too old holding it, so they're putting pressure. Exactly. And you don't have to press that, you have to go across. It should have said Shema Yidrisu. I'm a little bit happy. Tini Ed or Shema Yidrisu. You might change it. Make it to Shema Yidrisu. Really, it's one knife, and therefore the issue was Hadrasa. Mativ Rabbi Abin Shahat the Veshit Lemata. Let's say you slaughtered the Veshit Lemata next to the goof. Veta Kane Lemala. And then the Kane Lemala. Machines, I guess, Kane Veshit, let's go slow again. Kane Veshit. Let's see what he did over here. Kane Veshit. Kane is number 5. Okay, and number 3. Veshit is 6. Okay. So the Kane, just to get the picture again, Kane is number 5. Kane is in the front, and the Veshit's behind it. Okay? 5 and 6. Kane Veshit. Okay, stop. So what did he do? He slaughtered them in different places. He slaughtered the kane, slaughtered the veshit lemata. Okay, which means the veshit did it lower towards the body, and the kane did towards the head.
Are they behind or they're next to each other?
No, one's behind each other.
So how could he get to it without doing the other one first?
Okay, could be he did the kane first. Just giving you the, why did say veshit first?
How could he get?
I don't know,
the one behind.
No, so he did this one high, then the knife went low. So you slaughtered the kane at a certain height.
Okay.
You slaughtered the veshit lower than that, or the reverse. You slaughtered the veshit higher and the kane lower. So you didn't slaughter it, it didn't go across the same spot. Again, Matib Rabbi Yehuda, Shahadat Avesh Lemata, Betakane Lemala, or Etahvesh Lemala, Betakane Lemata, Shidoka Shira, Ramai, Halekash Tamifurat, same question. No, he didn't go through first. That's what it's saying. Which means, he didn't go through. He started one higher and then the other one lower. So now the question is, it's not mefura'at, it doesn't get revealed. It's, you did a shaita like a kulmus. Kulmus is like the quill that the sofrim write. It's on a diagonal. Which means, and that's the case you did over here. I mean, it is a straight line. It's just going on a diagonal. You went... Right, not perpendicular exactly. It's on a slant. So it is on a straight line, just going down, and therefore it'll be a meforat. Ahu Torah. Okay, story. There was an ox. Dishhat b'shnayim u'shtamikah was stored in two or three places. Okay. Al Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta. So the rabbi came. Shekam b'shufre d'shufre. He took the best meat. We ate from the best meat. Amar le Rabbi Zera le Matano Rabbi. From the fact that the rabbi is eating from this meat over here, you have taught us a big chiddush. That what? Mishnatenu b'shne sekinim u'shne b'nei adam. That mishnah over there said two or three plates, because I guess that was the case. The case was two guys came with two knives and they stored it in different places and the rabbi still ate from it. Because now you have taught us that mishnah over there doesn't, you don't have to say it's one knife with two guys slaughtering. It's even two guys slaughtering in two different places and it's still going to be kasher. Otherwise, why did he eat from it? And like, rabbi, you taught us the fact that you ate, you have explained us the mishnah. Look at Rashi. Lematar Rabbeinu, that's all the way up there, like a fifth line. B'likihazu, from the fact that you took the meat, mishnatim d'kri shtayim wa'azim b'sakin, afilu b'shtin sakinin kamakshir, even if it's two nights. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, yechlid sakin ben siman l'siman u'sako p'sura tahat ta'or kishira. Okay, now we get a new case over here. Let's say, he stuck the knife between the two simanim. Okay? That's called haluda. And he sticks the knife and it goes in between the simanim, upsako. And what happened? He cut one of the simanim while the knife was in between. Normally you have to start from the outside, it just goes across. Instead, the knife went in between and he cut the simanim as the knife was in between the two simanim. It's pesula. Now, we're going to call the tachton kane, because that's the closest one, and the back one is veshet. Correct? Like we said, kane veshet. So therefore, this is going to be called tachton, the one that's lower, and then the veshet is going to be called anyon. So the knife went in, and you slaughtered the kaneh, so it's pesula, because the knife has to be revealed at the time of the shechita. Since the knife was wedged in between, it's no good. Look at me, Rashi. Upasko le tachton kelkato. I'm sorry, tachton is going to be the back one. So the back one you did okay. The back one you did okay, the veshet. However, then you went back, you stuck it in between, and you slaughtered the second siman. Okay? And then you went back, and you slaughtered the first siman. Yeah, let's get that case again. So, yechlid asakim ben siman le siman, ufsako. You slaughtered the second siman, like the normal way of shechita, which is fine. But now it's covered. The knife is covered in between the simanim. Ah, sorry. Then you took the knife out and you slaughtered it regular. You slaughtered. See, you asked this case before. You did the second siman before the first siman. That's basically what you did. You stuck it in there. You did a normal shechita, but you only one siman. And you took the knife again. You slaughtered the. That's pesula. That is pesula. Why? Because the second siman that you slaughtered was in between. No good. The knife was covered in between. However, tata'or kishira. Okay, but let's say it was under the skin of the animal. Well, I guess that's normally the way you do it. The knife cut went under the skin, this flesh of the animal, and you slaughtered both simanim. So even though it's covered by the flesh of the animal, that's okay. Maika bashmalan. Tanina, we know that already. O shehlid et asakin tata shenu psako. Rabbi Yishma bo min nebelah, Rabbi Akiva min terefah. Befinush, one rabbi calls it a nebelah, one rabbi calls it a terefah. We know it's no good. Because imi matnitin, ava amina halimili melemata, lema'ala, delo kavidir shechita. From the Mishnah, I would have thought maybe it's in between. So I would have, maybe the case, normally you slaughter I guess how you slaughter, from right to left. You make the shaita from right to left. Milemala lemata. Bashenkin, I would have thought, if you just told me that case, I'd say maybe because he did it wrong. When he stuck the knife in between the simbanim, he did it wrong, which is he went from lower, milemata lemala. But maybe if he went in and he did it right, in the normal direction, I would thought it's okay. However, if I'm milemala lemata, which means he went the normal direction, which we'll see that she dekavit b'nech she'arda ema shapir damer kamash malan. So from that, I would have thought, maybe the only reason why it's because he went the wrong direction. Kamash malan, the rabbi told me again that even when in the right direction, since the knife is covered in between the two simanim, it's not going to be kashen. Before we go further, let's read this Rashi. Rashi says, milemata lemala dekeman de ta'at ha'shini alid lo efshar ela milemata lemala, which means, I guess once the knife is in between here, it's hard for him to make the shaita in the right direction. So if he went the wrong way, so now even if he was able to do it the right direction, it's still going to be pasukos haluda. Haluda means the knife is covered at the time of the item. Now Gemara has a question. Tata or keshera. But we said the or, the flesh or the skin of the animal covering the knife is not a problem. Be Rav Amre. However, the Be'er Midrash of Rav said tata or any yodeya. Well, even tata or he didn't know. Could be it's going to be a problem. Now the question is, how do you want to make shaita then? I guess when the person makes the shaita, there's two simanim over here, so the knife doesn't get caught underneath the or. It's just a straight cut. Here the knife got caught underneath the or, and then he went in and he did it. So the first shaita says tata or is okay. That's part of the animal. Second shaita in the Ben of Rav, he says I don't know. Or could be a safik. So Kabbalah says, even the or was a safek, tat matlit mahu. That's how you put a matlit. You put a matlit on the neck of the animal. A sheet. Put a sheet like this, and you took the knife under. So maybe that's covered? You know, maybe only what's part of the animal is considered a cover, but something external from the animal is not considered a cover. How far you want to go? The or itself, or maybe even a matlit. How far you want to go? Look at that sheet. You tied it around the savara of the animal, you went under the matlit. So Gemara says, tahat semen mesubach mahu. Another question. Let's say you have, at the Makom HaShemaita, you have wool. All like tingly wool over there. So the knife got caught underneath the wool. So you say, well, it's part of the animal. It's okay. Or do you say, no, it's considered a hefsek. Because she mahu, da, or namir labiklan shaitau. Which is just like the or. What is that part of the shaita? And still you had a safek if it's considered making it pasuk if the knife gets caught under it. So the mesubkin the mishum chalav dahakan amid oshana or the mahay gufa vaylav gufa mesubach. Okay, give us all these questions. Tiku ba'ira papa hechlid b'mi'ut simanim mahu. Rabadan, which means you made the halud. The knife was in the wrong spot. It covered, but you did the rov siman or mi'ut siman. You did up to 50%. And then you got the knife back out and you finished it up. What's the she'elah? Rashi. Ihlid bimi'ut simanim. What is Rashi over here? So le'achar she'shachat rubo be'ekshir, which means you did the rov be'kashrut. You saw it very nice. Then what happened? Mi'amlinan ha'ishtahit shapir be'rov simanim. What do I care what happened after? It's perfect. O dilma kula hada shechitahi vid pehalada miut kama pshita le delevera vaday. Wow, which means even though the beginning of the shechita was good, the rov was good, the last from the rov to the end, and the knife got underneath the siman. So what's the sheila? One side says, of course it's good. Rov is good. Kasher. Why can't happen after? You're right, but since it's all considered one maaseh. And the Maaseh Shechita ended by Pisud, so maybe have to be Choshesh, which is a big Hadush. I would have thought that this goes back to Yishna Shechita B'Tchala B'Atzov. I would say, if you hold that the Shechita is good at the end, so Barma, the end was good. You did the Rov.
He did the Rov, and the rest is
Hamad. Right. Hatik Basar Ba'alma. But the Gemara has a Havamina to think, the Gemara believes in a Tiku. The Gemara Tiku, we don't know. What's the Tiku? What's the tiku over here? Why is there such a tiku? So he says over here, "Haylu achadish nishchat shiur of simanim bekashrut." Akrabin otam veod mishul chokim al rashi. Has to be. Vesovrim shiraat shnishchat shiur of simanim. Kol tosef hituk ene rashi hituk basar setam. They don't understand rashi. Yerov is good already. So machpati, what you did after? Shechita is done. You made a halakha after the shechita. What do I care what you did? ואם נעשית תוספת באופן של שחיטה פסולה, פשוט במה שאתה תלוף להכשר, תעמוד להכשרה. לא נחשב פסול after שחיטה was done. לפי סבר הזו, הכל עושה כספק לגמרי באופן שהייתה חלודה בחלק בעיקר לשחיטה. היה תסייד את החלודה was in the במיעוט האחרון. תוספו במיוחד של רבינו, תם שתי דרכים. That's right. That's what he's going to say now. הדרך השונה שכבר לגמרי באופן שהחליט על ידי מיעוט סימנים, תנו שאתה חייב את עוסקים בסימן באופן שמיעוט הסימן נמצא מעליה ורוב תחתיה ושחד כך את הרוב כאשר הסכין נמצא מחוסה את מיעוט הסימן. Which means the knife was covered by מיעוט הסימן. The knife was covered but only by the minority of the סימן. Which means we're not discussing how much you cut, we're discussing how much the knife is covered. במיעוט סימנים או ברוב סימנים, how much does the knife have to be covered? That's the way Tosfot understands it. שזה פפה מסתפק, לפי כל הדעות שהוביל לעיל לגבי חלודת האור, בין לפי כזה ביותר זה, הרי זה משום שאין האור שייך בשחיטה, אך עדיין אפשר שחלודת המיעוט סימן תיפסס, okay, fine, then he explains it. Anyway, what do you do in this tiku? Now she says, ul-humra, ספק בשחיטה, אז דאורייתא. So then all these questions that we had over here, we have to take it ל-humra. That's the way that she concludes Tiku. Wow, that's an amazing thing. He did the Shaita 100% Keshera according to Rashi. Rov was good. And still needed to tell me. Nefishet Tadashi.
Before the
Rov. I understand the Safek. She's going to tell me I started the Rov and then the Harudat took place afterwards and still you're going to tell me.
That was
on.
We took the
night out
at that point. It's
Kashi. And I'm like, and still she's going to tell me, I can't eat such a meat. אף על פי שכתבו הנשנים של לפי נשי החליט במיעוט סימנים, היינו במיעוט אחרון, אין הצד לפסות השחיטה אלא מדרבנן. המוסס דרבנן. Now we have a ספק על דרבנן over here. ספק דרבנן לכולה. Why did she say לחומרה? המוסס can only be דרבנן. And she says לחומרה. ובדרך כלל ספק דרבנן לכולה. יש פשט ראשי הוא שכל תקו שבגמרה דינו לחומרה אפילו בדין דרבנן. Okay, that's a whole discussion in itself. ראשי שיטה is all tikus go the humra even on the rabbanans. Rashi Musif, you just have to read one more paragraph. Shemekevan shegemara manihat shilat halada b'mi'ut acharon b'tiku. That's what I understand. Yes. They'll say tiku b'drabbanans is lehum b'kula. And this is a sefek d'oraita. Now, shetiku d'humra hu adish im egrim b'mi'ut acharon. Forget about halada. Let's say you made hagrama, which means you slaughtered the rov good, and then after the rov, you press the knife. Also to be the same subject. Or the knife moved. You slaughtered the rov, and then you went up, or you went down. Amazing.
Okay,
all the five is surim by shaita will be pursued even after rov, according to Rashi. Amazing. I mean, you did to the shochet now. He has to be careful that none of these things happen even if he finished the shaita. He did the rov, then all of a sudden he made hagrama, the knife went up. Or he did the rov, v'shaha. And then he finished. Yeah. Also, pesulah medrabanan, tremendous humrat, according to Rashi. Afu pishkulan, the end of the shaddat rov, shagrama mutaharut.
Since he has all sefikot,
the humrat. But the hadush in Rashi is why is this even a safek? That's the hadush. Why even the safek? You did it over already. What do we said?
That comes and says tiku. She's
going
to be.
No. But the way that no, that I have no problem. That's for sure. But the way he made the case, who issued to make the case is everything after rov. Tosfot at least is explaining there was no rov over there. The issue is
before the rov.
Before the rov. Okay, I have no problem with that. But you tell me after the rov, you still have safek god. You answered right away. Zeh basar be'alma. But you know. There's inyan of hatichat rov, and still it can become pasul if you did something wrong after that. And the Gemara is leaving that in the tiku, and not only by the case of chaluda that we discussed there, but all the cases, agrama, shehiyah, and all that, all of them will be a tiku lechumra. Baruch Hashem. Amen.